second, or do you have to plant it a second time? I don't really do it that.
Yes, plant the same time.
The second, what? What would you call the second cutting? The second cutting, the second crop?
Well, you don't get two cuts, times off of one.
Volunteer
wheat, but you don't doesn't cut it. I don't know what you're getting at, Harley.
Well, some people use the term second cutting, and some call it second crop.
Of alfalfa.
Okay, let's change to alfalfa. Yeah, I don't care about the wheat.
Yeah, alfalfa would be, that would be proper for that.
Wheat.
Alfalfa would be your second cutting.
Never know what terms to use because I never know what the crops are.
Well, the alfalfa,
well,
you see,
the
you
wheat
get.
Came up the same time, that would be volunteer wheat.
Some of it could come up, but what I'm getting at, it wouldn't ripen before fall. You'd have some volunteer wheat in there, but you wouldn't have time. But now, alfalfa, you see, you sow that, and you figure on getting two and three cuttings off of that. So you'd be your first and second and third cutting.
All right. What's the unit they put the wheat into? They used to a long time ago. Put it into a, would you say, a bundle or a shock?
Oh, shock. A sheaf and then a shock.
Sheaf?
Yeah.
And then
sheaf is the small bundle. Then you put several sheaves in. Up in Canada, they call them stooks. What?
To be bound into a sheaf is your binder.
Yes.
And then you stack the sheaves into shock.
Into a shock.
You put corn in shocks, too?
Used to. They do up north some, yes. You see it up north there, some.
How many sheaves did a shock of corn have in it?
No, well, oats you'd put in about 8 or 10.
Oats?
10 or 12. It depends on the side, but the shocks, the bundles of corn, you'd put in, maybe 15 or 20.
Corn would be 15 or 20.
Yeah, 15 or 20 of corn.
15 or 20 bundles, or 15 or 20 stocks?
15 or 20 bundles. See, a bundle would be, a bundle about that large around, and they're tied up, and then they're stacked into shocks of corn. They do that some north for the feed, but of course we don't do that anymore. We cut it up and put it in the silo, and
mm-hmm.
They used to do that in old times, and as I say, they do some yet. Wisconsin, I think you'll see some of Wisconsin go through mm-hmm. there in the fall.
For wheat, a pretty good yield is 40.
40 bushels a good yield.
40
bushels.
Now, the oats they used to thresh, or thresh, which you say they used to have to do the, with oats, they used to have to do the what?
What do we do now?
Yeah, well, no, they used to. I guess they don't do that anymore with oats.
We used to thresh oats.
Then the wife would have to cook for.
That's right.
Cook for all.
Cook for the man.
Or we're called what? They're doing the work of the.
This is the thrashers.
Right. Okay. And the machine is called a.
Thrashing machine. The separator. Old separator. We only call it. But it's called thrashing machine.
Okay. Some people say threshing and thrashing.
Okay. Yes, I knew what you were trying to get at.
Would you be apt to say, somebody gives you a ride and you say, well, I'm sorry, this is as I go. I don't go any farther here. This is...
Far as I go?
Can't get anybody to say, this is all the farther I go. That's what I would say, but nobody does, right? This is mine, that's...
Yours.
This is his, and that's...
Hers.
That's theirs, and this is...
This is ours.
You don't have any of these ourns or theirns.
No.
Oh, no, I see what you're getting at.
Pardon me. I better move along here. I don't want to take all your day here. Somebody comes to visit you, and you want them to come back again sometime. You'll say, when are you...
going to come back?
And you go to a... Already got that.